Well, thank you, Brother Mitchell, for letting me be here. If you guys can go to Matthew, please, go to Matthew chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7. Once again, thank you. It's an honor to be here. And it's always a blessing to open the Word of God and share with you guys what God has put in my heart. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 26, I'm going to read it and just follow me with your eyes. And therefore, whosoever heareth this sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth this saying of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto the foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Let's pray, and then I'm right away go into the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. I ask that you use your word. Lord, I also ask that you fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and we can apply this truth in our lives. Thank you, Father, for being so merciful. Thank you, Father, for dying on that cross for us. And thank you for this great group right here that is preparing themselves to serve you. It's just an honor to be here, Lord, and I'm asking that you put me apart and use your word, and that you guide me, Lord, everything that I say, that I can be filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for everything, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, starting right here, you know, I guess it's always the hardest part is finding the title for the message. So I'm just going to go on, and I titled it The Foundation. And as we learn, as we see in this passage of the Bible, and I'm going to explain a little bit more, but just a little bit about my background. I know Pastor Wilkerson, every time I get up, he likes to share my story, how I grew up, and it was 10 of us in a small apartment, and I'm pretty much a bus kid. I grew up in Long Beach, California. I'm from Mexico City. Grew up in Long Beach, California. Amen, Esteban. And grew up in Long Beach, California, and you know, we grew up poor, but thankfully, you know, we were reached by the Spanish pastor's wife. She came and knocked on our door, and then we started coming on the bus ever since, and it's been great. You know, all my brothers are safe. I have my two older sisters, they're pastor's wives. My younger sister, she's a secretary in a church. And thankfully, you know, God did a miracle in our lives. And it's always a blessing sharing that part of my testimony, what God can do if somebody surrenders and somebody, you know, hears the word of God. Anyway, you know, talking about foundations, in 1985, September of 1985, there was a 8.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico City. It was September. I was born in November, so my parents tell me, and every time we talk or when we do talk, we talk about, you know, we talk about the earthquake. You know, 10,000 people died that day, and I think it was about 100,000 were injured, and thousands were left without a house. And the story goes, and it goes back to they were finding out what happened to those buildings. A lot of buildings, they came crashing down, and little did they know, or they knew when they went back to investigate, that the architects and the builders, they started building with cheap material. And the foundations, they started putting metal that wasn't the right metal to put with those foundations, with that concrete. You know, a lot of buildings cracked. A lot of buildings fell down, but most of the buildings didn't fall down. And those buildings that didn't fall down, even though they cracked, they were still standing. And the reason was because they were built with a good foundation. And studying this a little bit and understanding this, you know, I'm from California, and in California, we always live with this fear that the big one is going to come. Since I was in kindergarten, since I was first grade and everything, went through it, we always prepared for the big earthquake. You never know what's going to hit, but you know when it does hit, then goodbye, California. That's what you know, it's going to be gone. And it's always a state of mind growing up, living in fear, knowing that sooner or later an earthquake is going to come and it's going to hit the city of Los Angeles or the whole San Andreas Fault and everything, all that. And you know, and what I'm trying to get is, you know, in life, there's a fact that a storm is going to come. You know, and if you're not prepared, and right here the Bible, it talks about it. But just so we understand, you know, there's a certainty, an event, a natural disaster, they happen all the time. And it's just something certain. If you live in Florida, you're gonna wait help me out here. There you go. All right. It's something that is gonna come. You know, as Christians, we need to live knowing that the devil is gonna come and attack, or there's gonna come a difficulty in our lives that we're gonna be in a point of trying to throw the towel and giving up. And it all depends on how your foundation is, how well rooted you are in the Word of God and in God. You know, it's a fact. Make no mistake, the rain, the winds, the flood will come. Hard times will come in your way. And you will encounter an expected thing in your life that's going to make you want to quit. It's going to make you want to not come to school anymore. It's going to make you want to not go to that Sunday school or that bus route or that ministry that since you were a little kid or since you were called, you know that God had for you. There's going to be a time. And that's the reason why many people quit. It's because something hard happens in their lives and they say, you know what, it's not worth it. And they give up. And it all comes down to two types of foundation. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, the first foundation we see here, the Bible says in verse 24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine, and it says, and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. You know, the first foundation I see is the foundation of a wise man. It's the foundation of somebody that prepares. Somebody that knows that sooner or later, there's going to be a time that a difficulty in our life is going to come and is going to prepare. And my question to you, House Anderson, is how well prepared are you? How well prepared are you? Going back to growing up in California in 1994, there was a Northridge earthquake. It was a 6.7, and it was at 4 a.m., 4:30. I still remember it like if I was right there. I remember I was sleeping in my bunk bed, and then everything started shaking. I jumped out of my bunk bed, I ran to the door, and over there, you're taught two things. Or you go to the door, where the door thing, you stand right there, or you go under a table. So I saw my brothers, they were under a table, I was on the door, and I mean, the whole thing was shaking. But we were prepared. You see, that's when you live in those situations, you understand, man, I better be prepared. And as Christians nowadays, man, Christians are not prepared. They are not prepared. They know that the storm's coming. They know that the devil's going to come and attack. They know that sin and the consequence of sin, but yet we don't prepare for when that storm comes in our lives. We don't. And that's the reason why people come to House Anderson. That's the reason why people go to Bible colleges, and they're there a month, a year, and then all of a sudden, you know, something comes. And instead of building their foundation on the rock, they build on the sand. They build on things that move. That things that can sink, that things that are not solid, that are not there. And again, I ask you, where is your foundation funded on? Where is it? Young man today, where are you founding your foundation in? You know, it starts with this. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth those sayings. You know, Jesus was talking right here. And Matthew says, therefore, whosoever heareth. You know, it reminds me of Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. You know, it comes by hearing the Word of God. It comes by understanding the Word of God. It comes by you getting into the Word of God and listening to Word and understanding and following the steps of the Word of God. You know, it was talking right here. Jesus was speaking at the end of the sermon. When Jesus said, those sayings of mine, he's talking about his word from the Sermon on the Mount side. Everything that's been said in Matthew chapter 5 through 7, Jesus shared with us how people are truly blessed. Jesus taught us to be salt and light of the world. See, he's saying this. He's saying, hey, if you hear what I'm saying, I'm telling you to be the salt of the world. I'm telling you to be the light. And he's talking about here at the end of the sermon, he's saying he's comparing the person with two types. The wise man or the foolish? The one that hears or the one that doesn't even care? And it's saying, you know, Jesus taught on the salt and the light. Jesus taught us not to hate. And he compares hate with murder, and he compares lust like if you commit adultery. See, he goes with more in detail. Jesus taught us about divorce. He taught us about to tell the truth and keep his commitments. Jesus taught us how to turn the other cheek if someone harms us. See, all these things Jesus is teaching us. And in the sermon, he's saying, you know what? If somebody comes and does something to you, just put the other cheek. If somebody tells you something, if somebody hurts you, if somebody comes and they say something that hurts your heart, Jesus is saying, put the other cheek. Be different. Jesus taught us to love our enemies. Jesus taught us how to give and pray and fast. Jesus taught us to steer up treasures in heaven rather than earth. Jesus taught us not to worry about anything. Jesus taught us not to judge others according to our standards. Jesus taught us to ask, seek, and knock in the door for his blessings. Jesus taught us to take the narrow path and to watch out for false prophets. You see, in this teaching, Jesus is sharing and he's preaching. And at the end of the message, he goes right here in verse 27, he says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. And I said in the beginning, you know, faith comes by hearing. You have to first hear and understand. And then it says right there, if you go in the same verse, it says, of mine and doeth them. So it's not just hearing. You know, many Christians, and if you grew up Christian, and I grew up in the church and everything, we heard so many times. We know how to do it. We know how to walk. We know how to walk the walk. We know how to talk the talk. We know how to pretend to be the best Christians ever. We know how to fool our parents. And that's what Jesus is saying right here. You know what? It's hearing, yes, but then it's doing. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, Busky, live a holy life. Don't smoke. But then again, God sees how your heart is. God sees us. You know, and we can pretend to fool everybody, but you know who we don't fool is Christ. We can't fool him. And if we're going to be over here pretending to be the best soul winner, the best bus captain, the best whatever you do for Christ, are you sure your foundation is founded on the rock? Because you know what? You can still go soul winning. You can do a bunch of things. But if your foundation, if your faith is not well founded on the rock, then the storm's going to come in your life that you're going to throw the towel. You know, I love Pastor Wilkerson. I love Brother Jesse, how trials came to their lives. And I learned, I'm like, God, man, wow. I don't know what I'll do if something like that happened. You know, I love my children, brother. I know you guys do. If something horrible like that happened to one of my kids, what would I do? But you know how you're going to go through trials like that? Is if you're well, rooted in the Word of God. If you're a rock, if your foundation is the rock, is Christ. And that's the only way. You know, and right here going, it's not just by hearing, it's by doing it. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 48, the Bible says, and why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You know, and if you go back, and I'm going to go back right now, but Jesus is saying, man, why are you calling me Lord, Lord? Why are you even praying in the mornings if you don't do what I tell you to do? Why did you come to House Anderson College if you're not doing what God wants you to do? You know, sooner or later, you're going to end up quitting. Because your foundation, young man and young lady, is not the rock. Your foundation is not Christ. Your foundation is sand. It's something that's not there. It's something that, if something happens, it's going to go deep and it's not going to be there. And that's your life. That's where your life is going up and down. It's a roller coaster. And God's saying right here, hey, you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I tell you to do. You don't live a holy life. You don't pray. You don't follow me. You don't forgive. Look all the grudges you have against your brother or your mom or your parents. I don't know. The Bible's saying right here, why do you even call me Lord, Lord? And it keeps on saying, it says, whosoever comes to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which buildeth in the house and diggeth deep. And I want you to understand this word. It says, and diggeth deep. You know, it's not just by hearing. It's not just by doing. It's by working hard. And this foundation. It's by working hard and getting closer to God every day. You know, it takes work. It takes work for you to put everything aside and read your Bible. It takes work for you to live a holy life. It takes work. And that's what Jesus is telling, you know what? And the wise man's going to dig. And it doesn't matter how deep it is. He's going to dig until he finds a rock. And you know, in your life, you should be able to say, you know what? I'm going to dig, and I'm going to dig, and I'm going to dig until I find Jesus in my life. And not start living like Jesus wants me to live. But that's what we don't do. You see, we start digging, and we get tired. And we like to take the easy way out. And we like to say, oh, no, but you know what? I think God understands that I was working all day. Or I think God understands this and this and that. And we stop digging and trying to find what God wants, the will of God wants in our lives. That's when we never get to the rock. That's when trials come in our lives, we quit. That's when somebody tells you something or corrects you, you get mad. Because you know what? Your foundation is not the rock. It is not Christ. It's like a man that built a house and dig it deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not seek it, for it was founded upon a rock. You see, throughout the years, they've been discouraging my life, and I promise you, in the life of this man over here too. But you know what keeps me going? The rock. You know what keeps me going and what keeps me wanting to be faithful to my wife? Is the rock. This is that I made a promise when I was 18 years old and I surrendered my life for Christ. I say, you know what, God? You're real. And everything I do, Lord, I'm going to do it for you. I don't know where you're going to call me. You know, some people tell me, oh, I want to be a youth pastor. I want to be a missionary. Great. Oh, that's awesome. You know, it wasn't like with me. When I surrender, I know God wanted to use me. And I say, well, God, whatever you want me to do, you want me to do a janitor? I'll be the janitor. If you want me to go paint a church, I don't care what I do. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. And I got close to the rock. I started reading my Bible. I started saying, you know what, God? I'm going to do things I'm going to start digging, and I'm going to get all distractions away, and I'm going to do things that I know is going to help me to fulfill what, God, you want me to do. Never in my imagination that I ever thought I was going to come to First Baptist Hammond. Never did I even look for it. I never called Pastor Gomez or Pastor Worker and said, hey, I'm available, come. I never did that. I was just faithful to God. I was just on my bus route, winning souls, being faithful to my wife, working, doing what I had to do. And then God saw and said, you know what? I need you over here. But you see, if my foundation wasn't the rock, then something else would have come in my life. Maybe, I had opportunities to make more money. If God wasn't my foundation, I wouldn't be here. And when I got the call, I told Pastor Gomez, you know what? Let's pray about it. Let's do it. Because my foundation, it was the rock. And it says right here, and going back to the passage, if you go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, it says right there, wherefore, by their fruits shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. But he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. And again, you know, and I feel like, you know, I'm preaching to the best Christians ever. But we all have our struggles. And this storm, and the storms of life are going to come to your life sooner or later. Or maybe right now you're going through. And that's the difference between somebody that stays and somebody that quits. You know, the second man I see here is a foolish man. If you go to verse 26, it says right there, it says, and every man and everyone that heareth those sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to the foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You know, again, where are you building your foundation? You know, sand is not solid. Maybe you're building a foundation on your talents. That's not solid. Oh, brother, you know I know how to preach. I don't care. That's not solid. Oh, brother, I know how to sing. God can use me because of my talents. That's not solid. That's sand. Maybe it's a girl here. Or a guy. And you're building your foundation. Oh, I'm going to serve God because he's going to serve God. And you're doing it because of him or her. That's not solid. That's sad. And young man, if you don't understand that, you know, an older preacher back in California, he was there, he's about 80 right now. He used to tell me, you know what, put God first in your life. When you start dating, you tell that young girl, you say, if you don't mind being second to God, then let's continue with this relationship. And that's what the Bible is talking about here, saying, you know what, your foundation, it needs to be on God. It needs to be on the rock. It's not supposed to be on something that's going to move. You know, sand shifts. It changes. You know, sand, it sinks. You know, sand, it doesn't remain constant. And that's what your life is going to be if you continue on building upon the sand. And maybe your life, young man, today is building over and over and over on the sand. And my suggestion and what God is saying is, don't be foolish. Take that apart and start building and start digging the sand and find that rock. Find Jesus. Find Christ. Go back to Him and go back to the basics and go find Him and say, you know what, God, I'm going to build my life upon You. So if something horrible happens, if trials come, if whatever comes in my life, I won't move. Because you know what? God doesn't move. You know, the Bible says, faithful is He. God is faithful. God doesn't move. Man, it's so beautiful to know that. 1 John chapter 1, 9. Faithful is He. Faithful and just to forgive our sins. You know, I know we're going to heaven. And hopefully most of us are. But even as Christians, we decide to not put our faith and not build our foundation on rock. Even as Christians, we decide not to do this. And we see here the foolish man builds his home on the sand. Again, sand is not solid. It's shifty and it sinks and it does not remain constant. 1 Corinthians 10:4, it says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spirit rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. You see, at the end of the day, it's going to depend on how well your foundation is. And I just want you to think and understand, man, how is my foundation? You know, we say we love Jesus. Okay, if you love Jesus, then you're living a holy life. If your foundation is Jesus, then you're honoring Jesus with your body, with your might, with your brain, and with your heart. And if today you're saying, man, then your foundation is not Jesus. And I think it's time for us to go back and say, okay, it's time for me to get back and start digging in the Word of God. Start working and start finding what God wants me to do. You know how you're going to find your wife, young man? Dig deep. Get a hold of God. And you know what, young lady, what's the best thing that can happen to you is for you to find a guy that is well-founded on the Word of God. A guy that the Word of God, that Christ is his rock. And nothing's going to move him. That's what you want, young lady. But you know what? We're living in times that doesn't matter. You care more of how much money he has or what influence he has, instead of caring what he does for Christ. And I know it's quiet because it's probably hitting you right now. You know, I'm going to get out right now and I'm not going to come back, so it doesn't matter. So I want you to seek deep and say, Lord, I need to start digging back in the Word of God. And I need to start doing my foundations in the Word of God. Again, the storm will come. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to get a phone call? Maybe one of your parents passed away. Are you going to go back and quit everything? Or your foundation is the rock? You know, Jesus told his disciples, hey, you have to leave your family, everything, and follow. And I know you guys are here. You left everything. But when the storm comes, are you going to continue to follow God? Or are you going to throw the towel and give up? Let's pray, please. Heavenly Father, I needed this message more than anything. And Lord, this message was for me. Because honestly, God, there's been times that I've been discouraged. And if it wasn't for You being my rock, the rock of ages, I would have quit a long time ago. And it's my desire, Lord, that this young man here, young ladies, understand that without You, Lord, they can't do anything. Please help us, Lord. There's things in our lives that we need to get rid of. And yes, we say that You are a rock, but then we're building with sand. Lord, help us today understand that. Heavenly Father, please bless this altar call, Lord, and the decisions that are being made here. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit can touch the hearts and for them to make changes, Lord. Decisions that are going to last. For them to say today, Lord, you're going to be my rock. You're going to be above a girlfriend. You're going to be above money. You're going to be above anything that comes in my life. You're going to be above everything. And commit once more to you, Lord.